It's 89.1 Jazz, 89.1 WEMU. Some very welcome news for music fans, jazz fans, live event fans of the past week or so. With the announcement that the Detroit Jazz Festival will return to live happenings Labor Day weekend. We're thrilled to talk about that with the man that puts this all together, the director of the Detroit Jazz Festival. Hello, Chris Collins. And hey, thanks for joining us. And hey, congratulations and welcome. I don't know if welcome back is the right thing to say, but anyway, it's very exciting news. Labor Day weekend, downtown Detroit, as always, where it's at for the Detroit Jazz Festival.
Super exciting stuff. Thank you so much for doing this, Michael. We want to get the word out to everybody. You know, in 2020, we were able to stay live, free, and safe, doing a broadcast-only event, but live from Detroit. Yeah. And this year, we add to that in person, back where jazz belongs.
So now, looking ahead to Labor Day weekend, we'll be back at Hart Plaza, Amphitheater, Pyramid, Waterfront, Campus Martius, the stages, veteran fans. And you know what? Maybe we should also point out, as you get a lot of return customers or you know, veteran listeners or whatnot, but there's always, every year, there's a certain amount of your audience that this is their first time ever at a Detroit Jazz Festival. I'm assuming that's the case.
It is indeed, and we do a lot of studies to make sure we're, first and foremost, you know, being inclusive and inviting everyone to the party and knocking down barriers. And we find that we're equally impressed with how many people come back every year from around the country. And then, of course, all those folks that come for the first time, either they're neophytes or they're jazz lovers who've just never been to Detroit. It's it's quite an amazing thing. And we want to make sure we, you know, we outline the experience for everyone so they come here knowing exactly what to expect and how to enjoy themselves.
You know, I got to tell you, as an endorsement, you know, WEMU, one of the, you know, founding partners with the Detroit Jazz Festival. In fact, the Detroit Jazz Festival is one of, I think, a couple of things that actually predate my tenure at the radio station. It's been around for a while. And it's a great institution, living, breathing institution. But one of the things I like to point out to people is, like, you will have such, beyond just the being able to, you know, enjoy these world-class artists, this great array of music, you will get such a great vibe from being part of the audience and being in the city. And it's just a great, I mean, it's really like a holiday thing for jazz. I don't even know how to, it's hard to describe. I just always feel so great being part of the jazz, just as an audience. I mean, it's like, it's a great treat to, you know, work as a broadcaster or whatnot, or maybe as an MC or whatever. It's just great to be able to listen to music in these venues, in these open air venues, with the very, very cool crowds that come out for the Detroit Jazz Festival. So for anyone who's maybe listening to Chris or I now that has never been to the Detroit Jazz Festival, I mean, really, really, come on out. You will really get a great, great feeling and hear some world class music. So some basics. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, it's you've got your finger on it. Whenever I'm asked about my favorite part of any year, man, it's the palpable positive energy the air, man. You know, you're actually in one of the great jazz cities. You're in the city, in downtown. You're not out in a park somewhere. You know, you're in where it all happened.
Exactly.
And you're outside, and you're mingling with that wonderful mix of jazz aficionados and folks that just come down to the footprint because, of course, it's the only large free festival of its nature. And, of course, it's all jazz. So people who maybe don't even know what to experience come down, and the first thing they're going to feel is this marvelous energy, this family vibe, and these great audiences that even the artists tout around the world. They love to come to Detroit. They love to record in Detroit because the audiences are so fantastic. And I tell you what, it's a tribute to being open and inclusive and aiming to have you know, the party open to everyone.
Absolutely.
It creates an audience like none other.
Yeah, absolutely. You will, you know, I've on record as saying you're my faith. I always get that faith in humanity feeling is always restored after going. No, it's really, and it sounds like a cliche, but I don't mean it as a cliche. I don't mean it lightly. You just feel better about just really everything because it's like, hey, this is happening. This is, you know, I don't know what the audience number is, but this is hundreds of thousands of people come in to hear music, to celebrate this great culture, celebrate, you know, freedom of expression, everything, just freedom of assembly. It's a great, great time. So, yeah, by all means, if you've never been to the Detroit Festival, come on out. Labor Day weekend definitely happening in the city of Detroit. So we'll be back. The festival will be back, and it's is everything active? Waterfront is every venue, or is it going to be? What is the footprint going to be like?
We're still working through some details. As everyone can imagine, we've been working with the state and the city and the health offices throughout the CDC and everywhere else to make sure that we do everything as always, ensure that health and safety is priority one at the festival for the artists and the audience. And so things about having enough footprint to spread out the audience. We have typically over 300,000 people over 4 days this year, September 3rd through 6th. So we want to be very careful to have the programming set so that people are spread out amongst the stages. They have plenty to explore and listen to. Although the final format, those announcements will be made over the upcoming weeks as we zero in on some of the logistic challenges that are inherent to the city and some of the projects going on, along with the health and safety matters that are upon us all. And of course, we're also excited about the evolution of the positive direction of the virus at this point, especially with the vaccine stuff. But we have to, as a smarter man than I, President Wilson of Wayne State said in a town hall meeting, I'm paraphrasing, but basically it would be a sin for any institution to turn its back on the potential threat of something coming down the road. So we're being very conscious of that as well, in addition to all the other health and safety matters. So those final decisions and exactly all of the venues and how they're going to be dealt with will be introduced as we go through the weeks. People can get all the information at DetroitJazzFest.org, or they also can go on Google Play or the App Store and get our app, which is Detroit Jazz Fest Live, which, by the way, it's a free app with a lot of stuff, but if you pay the $20 subscription fee, you get all year, you get all kinds of videos and live streams, and of course during the festival you can live stream all four stages in real time. And in addition to that, this year we're also going to be doing something of a companion broadcast similar to what we did last year. Okay. That will be free, and that'll allow people to get a taste of everything throughout the festival throughout the weekend. So we're just doing everything we can to to make it available to everyone and in as many locations as possible, so that people are have a lot of space and they can enjoy everything that's going on and feel safe and comfortable. So those details will roll out, but at this point we're just happy to be in person again. We will be on Hart Plaza and up Woodward into Campus Martius. We know that the footprint will be there, and plenty of stages and extra activities, and of course good food and drink and everything that goes with it.
All righty. I talked in terms of the good news we've been waiting to hear, or we've been longing for. This certainly, I'm sure it tops the list for you. It's certainly at the top for a lot of people, I'm sure. I did want to mention any lessons that were learned. Was last year's festival technically the virtual Detroit Jazz? You never really changed the name technically, but were the lessons learned of doing? Because I know the audience numbers. I remember talking to you that you were really very happy that so many people were checking out the Detroit Jazz Festival, albeit virtually. Do you think that may be kind of like a marketing boost for the festival, because you had so many national or international viewers that maybe you didn't have in previous years?
Well, boy, you put your finger on it. I mean, the wonderful news was over the course of 4 days, we had nearly a million unique viewers in 32 countries around the world.
Okay, that's million with an M.
That's
viewers.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
And I will say that, that is, first and foremost, a really good statement about the interest and excitement around Detroit and our region and this great music that emanates from here. Most festivals bowed out last year. We had two very important things. One is, we are free, so we're not relying on ticket income, although we do rely on donor income, like so many, to make it happen.
I'm familiar with that. Yes,
I know you are.
Familiar with that.
We have a huge investment we made over several years now in video technology. So we had each stage, we built custom sound stages.
Yeah.
It was four cameras on every stage. It was a television level production for 40 hours
Fabulous,
plus over
yeah.
4 days. And, it was a very high level of production, and it was all live from Detroit. It was not, you know, zoomed in from different people's places or whatnot. So we won some awards. We were very thankful of, you know, for the quality of that piece. And we you know, virtual is a funny word because people, you say virtual and people think of, you know, all the Zoom conferences we're on and things. This was more of a broadcast. It did go out on television as well as the online sources. We wanted to make it available even if people didn't have Wi-Fi. The lessons learned really do speak to the interest in jazz, the interest in our community in Detroit, and of course, you know, as always, or as is typical in Detroit, you know, we do things particularly around jazz. We try to go that extra mile to make it a very high level of video and audio delivery, so the experience for the artists and for the audience is very special. And I think that's something we carry with us, and we'll be carrying that forward not only at the festival proper with the companion broadcast, again, the Detroit Jazz Fest live app. But also, you know, every month now we do Jazz from the Cellar, which is a live concert program the third Friday of each month. And we also do Jazz Chat Live with national artists where it's a live program once a month, the fourth Tuesday typically, and people can ask questions of artists that Dede Bridgewater and Keon Harold and the Brubeck brothers and Robert Hirst just last week. And these are all things that eventually can be seen too on the Detroit Jazz Fest YouTube channel. So there's a lot of wonderful material there and on the app that people can get geared up for the festival and enjoy all year round. And I think it's a dimension of activity in the digital realm that is certainly here to stay and something we want to not use to replace live by any means, but to add to it, to give it flavor, to give background information, backstage tours, things that really give people an insider's look at what this music and this art form is all about. And particularly for the neophytes or people that just want to come down, they don't know really what jazz is. And in this day and age, it's hard, you know, for anyone to know what anything is, the way terms are thrown around. No. But Detroit Jazz, as you know, is a real jazz festival. It's about the art form, the history, and the language. And I without fail, people who come down not knowing what to expect are just, thrilled with the excitement and the energy of the music, the communicativeness, the community sensibility of the music. And that can be captured in the digital and broadcast realm, and we're committed to developing the quality and content of that echelon along with all of the in-person stuff we do all year. And I think there'll be all those options available this year at the festival, and in a big way to, you know, you have friends down in Kentucky who don't believe how great the festival is, man, buy them a subscription to the app for an early Christmas present. And they'll check it out, and I promise you they will be thrilled. So that those are the things we're trying to tap into and learn from and just get better and better at, so we can be on the cutting edge of how to deliver that medium and how to respect the music, respect the artistry, and make it something that the audiences can really enjoy as a memorable experience.
Fantastic. Well, here we are. You know, we're looking ahead to summer's end already, September 3rd through the 6th, downtown Detroit, Hart Plaza, up to Campus Martius. The Detroit Jazz Festival back live. That's where it's at and where it's going to be. Festival Director Chris Collins, what a treat. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you, working with you. WEMU, of course, media partner, whatnot. Just thrilled.
One of our great media partners.
Thank you. Thank you. And just really, really just fantastic news. Keep up the good work. We look forward to seeing you Labor Day weekend, downtown Detroit.
And I look forward to seeing all the audience. We all always a special shout out to our angel of jazz, great Miss Gretchen Belaid, who, as you know, is the visionary and the jazz lover behind this that makes sure that it's free and available to everyone, along with our presenting sponsor, Rocket Mortgage, who's back for another year. These people step up every year.
So,
and the reason it's free, it's the reason it's available, and it's something that we're all very proud of. It's another great statement about how invested our community is in this event.
Fantastic. Hey, I think we're good. We got something really good. We're going to play a bunch of Dede Bridgewater.